This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Palestinians reacted with fury on Friday after Israeli settlers rampaged through the village of Jit, setting fire to their cars and houses in an attack that left one person dead. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
The attack, captured by the security camera, left at least one resident dead. Black-clad individuals can be seen approaching a car and smashing its windows. They appear to spray something inside. The car is soon ablaze.
We are in a peaceful village. We have witnessed attacks before, but not in such a brutal and organized way.
Hassan Orman is a resident and witness.
What happened is something organized, because they had weapons. Tear gas, pepper spray, and knives. They were all dressed the same.
The Israeli military said police and army units intervened and arrested one Israeli. It condemned the incident. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office issued a statement saying he viewed the incident with, quote, utmost severity. The White House said late on Thursday, attacks by settlers on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank were, quote, unacceptable and must stop.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas after 2 days of talks in Doha.
We are closer than we've ever been.
The president told reporters in the Oval Office he doesn't want to jinx anything.
But we're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago.
The president's expressed optimism at other points during the 10-month war, only for talks to break down. This time, mediators hope to get together again in Cairo next week to seal a deal.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.